Only a few more left to approve. Lizard's skin gathering. Should be this bag. Ugh. 8, 9, 10. Yep, that's it. Oh, we've got to get a better system than this. I'm so tired of having my office full of nasty monster bits and pieces. What's next? Written report. Okay. Confirmation of delivery of goods on behalf of Maya. That's an easy one. We need more of these. Last one is... giant mantis claws. I don't really need to open the bag, do I? Come on. It's all pointy. And the only bag left. But if the count is wrong, then it's my problem to deal with. All right, fella. Just one bag. Just one more. And we're in the clear. Ugh. How many were on the order? Just 5? Okay, good. Good. That's in order. At least nothing today was wet. Or oozing. Or whatever. And how long have you been standing there? A few minutes now. You know you could have helped me. And you're late for pickup. There's 10 bags now, I think. Something like that. Do try to be on time next time. I really don't need the Adventurers Guild to be cluttered with this junk. You're not here for pickup. Then why are you here? We're closed for the day. Letter? What? Here, let me see that. Ah, this is Hizame's handwriting. That changes everything. I'd bet you're one of her little pet projects, aren't you? What do I mean by that? Oh, don't worry about it. You'll find out soon enough. Did you read this? No? That's good. Hisame made some recommendations, and she sent you here to, assist me through various means. Pushy bitch. Oh well, can't say I don't appreciate her. Aside from that, she thought I'd be good for you to talk to. Well-traveled and all that. But, to be honest, she's wrong. My memory's terrible. Before Summerfield... no, before Hisame, I didn't really live much of an interesting life. Well, some would argue that I don't live one now either, but it's at least more interesting being at the frontier. Anyway, would you mind helping take some of the junk off my desk? Just stuff it in the corner of my room, whatever. I don't care. Someone will pick it up tonight or tomorrow. Thanks. They're a bit heavy, so be mindful. You know, you got here just in time. I just finished approving the last of today's orders, so I've got plenty of time to chat. What else was in Hisame's letter? Why don't we sit and talk a bit first? Let's see if you're the woman she makes you out to be. Then, maybe, just maybe, I'll take your recommendation. Great. Just sit wherever, really. I have been behind on work, so things are a mess. Couple things in the letter I'll talk about for now, though. Her letter says you've got amnesia of some sort. I'm sorry to hear that. And she thinks that talking with her friends and hearing about the world might jog her memory more. To be honest, I don't know why she picked me. I guess she thinks highly of me, which is nice to hear. But it's not really in a way that can help you. I left my tribe ages ago, made my way into the Central Kingdoms, and I putted around there for a while. Did some work running deliveries, some mercenary work, various odd jobs. I'm pretty hand over the bow thanks to my upbringing. And I'm in pretty good shape. And even taking up this desk job, I still find time to hunt. Can't quite give it up. My tribe? Oh, yes. There's not much to say about us. My people are nomadic. Mostly travel around the savannah and scrublands of the southeast, along the border of the desert. Sometimes we move up toward the great forests, but we usually stuck to the open plains, hunting and trading our way across that stretch of the continent. We largely stuck to our own. Didn't join the Great War way back when. Although, we did help provide extra raw materials and fuel to the elves along the coast during that time. That's part of why I'm good with the bow. Everyone was raised to hunt and provide for each other. Who else we trade with? Aside from merchants passing through, which was common since the major trade route there, there's an entire city of Alamia that make their home right near the edge of the desert. And brought them a lot of food from the plains. And to the north, there's also the Great Hives, where the bee folk live. I went there a few times myself. And the queen there was very nice. She personally attended to and met with every guest. She was very, let's say, amorous. There was a rumor that she lacked boundaries, but I didn't have any issue when we met. When I close my eyes, I can still imagine the taste of her honey on my lips. What an experience. Anyway, then, there was also a series of villages, I think. There was some swampland further east, north of the coast. Oh, it was so dreary. We traded a few times with the people there. I don't really have any memories of that, though. I was much younger. How old am I? Ah, right. You're a human. Far more concerned with ages than my kind. We live a long time compared to you. I'm close to 90, I think. But that's still considered young. Am I old enough for the war? Hardly. I was born after it. The only reason I know what I do about it is because our tribe elders talked about it. You know, I guess my memory isn't as bad as I thought it was. The fine details are hazy still, but I can paint a broader picture. Why do they leave my tribe? It wasn't for me. Can we leave it at that? Sorry. Even with having to scrape by at times, I was happier living in the big city. Am I happy here? Well, I'd say the big city was better than the plains, and this growing town is better than the big city. There's lots to do in the city, but I never got to really know people. And there's enough to do here, and I get to actually know who everyone is. Sometimes it's a little bit lonely compared to the city, though. Any other questions you had? Central Kingdoms? Oh, yes. I spent a while traveling through the towns and cities there. You know, for a land that was utterly embroiled in war in recent history, you'd hardly know. It's gorgeous. I haven't been there in probably close to 10 years now. But even then, I can only imagine they made even more progress. There were some repairs and rebuilding still being done, but otherwise, the scars are long healed. Emperor Marland has done an excellent job over the past century, although I've got my reservations about him. Why? Well, maybe this is just my upbringing. I'm the question everything type of girl. But he's a human, supposedly. And humans aren't supposed to live that long. I don't know how old he was before the war. Obviously old enough to take some position of leadership. And then live another 100 years after. He's gotta be pushing 150 or so by now. So what gives? Is he blessed by the gods? Is it necromancy? What deep, dark secret does he have? Maybe he's not even human. What do I mean? Well, here's the thing. Whenever he's in public, he's always covered from head to toe in a suit of armor. Big, shiny, perfectly pristine armor, with this strange helmet that looks like a bunch of masked faces. Not sure about behind doors, or if he used to show up without his armor in the past. So you've got this supposed human, who is incredibly old by now, dressed up in what has to be a very heavy suit of armor, not showing his face, and showing no signs of slowing down. What gives? I guess I'm just being paranoid anyway. It doesn't really matter. You think it sounds weird too? Well, I guess I feel better knowing I'm not alone. At the end of the day, there's probably not some big evil secret or anything. Rebuilding probably wouldn't have gone as smoothly without his leadership. Other than that, there's not a lot to say. You've got a big city built up against some mountains, sprawling fields and forests, and some towns and villages. It's the definition of peaceful and idyllic, aside from the occasional monster animal infestation to clean out. Good work to be had. It feels like an odd twist of fate that I would go to the Adventurers Guild for work all the time. And now, I'm the one that people see for that. Maybe that's why his son might put me in this position. Who knows? She's been good to me. I hooked up with her group as an extra guard and a pair of hands to the trip out here. No. I haven't known her that long in the grand scheme of things. I feel lucky that her and her entourage took a shine to me. Technically, I am acting independently from her now, but I feel like if I needed something, I could go back to her. And from time to time, like today, she loves to stick her nose into things. No, not really complaining. What? I'm nicer than the others made me out to be. Oh, I know exactly who you've been talking to. I'll have to give her a piece of my mind later. And make sure that whatever oozing, dripping sack of junk I get next gets accidentally delivered to her. Sometimes, in order to be professional, I make him across as a little harsh. Some of the louts that come through here looking for work will push you around if you don't push back. But it is nice to talk to someone who just wants to talk. Though, his sophomore did recommend maybe having you as an extra pair of hands while things are busy. The letter says you're part of Sawa's group, but you are also your own person, and you can do whatever you want. I don't think she'd particularly fuss if you helped out here. At the very least, you'd be paid for it. It's good for hearing stories, and for meeting people. After all, if the point of this all is to help regain your memory, maybe it's a good idea. You want to check in on Sawa first? Well, fair. It sounds like you've been pulled around the town a fair bit. What else did the letter say? You're still interested in that, huh? Well, you seem like an alright sort. And if it did get awkward, well, at some point or other, you're probably going to follow Sawa out of town anyway. Look, I'm in heat. Maybe you've been catching the scent of me this entire time. I don't know how sensitive you are to that. I need someone to take care of my needs. Ideally, no strings attached. I'm not looking to start a family yet. Isama gave me something she brought from back home. Says her people use it to get through their, seasonal needs without getting pregnant. If she says it works, I trust her. I've been holding on to it just in case. So, of course, she sent you along to recommend for the hookup. And I can't deny, her taste in women is pretty good. I'm guessing you already slept with her. You turned her down? That's actually shocking to hear. She didn't let you get away entirely? I understand. Still, I bet she was disappointed she couldn't get some dick in her, huh? Now, don't be surprised at me being suddenly vulgar. I told you, I was an adventurer once. I wasn't always proper and professional. But still, if you turned her down, what chance do I have you take a recommendation? She was pushy and asked you to breed her. Well, I won't push you. You can make your own decision. And if you're worried about the breeding part, well, like I said, no need to. You will? I don't know if I feel relieved or nervous. I mean, it's not my first time. It's just been a while. Do you need me to, you know, prepare you? You feel pent up and needed too? Maybe you've been catching my scent then. It's honestly a bit of a problem, and part of why I hide behind the desk. During our season, my kind have strong pheromones. And getting to fuck someone, well, it usually calms it down a little bit. But you know, I could make it worse. If you want. Good girl. You sure know how to take care of me, don't you? My legs feel like jelly, even with you holding them up. Here, let me down. I feel so wobbly. Can you help me into the back room? I need to lie down after that. Thank you. Very, very appreciated. I need to get the mixture that Hisame gave me. Here, I'm back this way. There's so much cum pouring down my legs. You made such a mess of me. No, it doesn't matter if I make a mess of the sheets. I can always wash them later. Can you go in the drawer over there? And there's something I need in there. It's wrapped in paper. Thanks. This is what Yasami gave me on the off chance I ever get to fuck someone. Tell me to eat it after sex, and everything be fine. What is it? Damned if I know. It looks like a ball of mashed up herbs and paste. Blech, that tastes terrible. You probably don't want to kiss me again after that one. You don't care. Well, isn't that sweet of you? I feel like I'm ready to collapse in my bed after that. Damn. What are you doing? A little aftercare. You're quite the sweet thing, aren't you? Good girl. You know, last couple lovers I had were more the fucking run types. It's nice to have someone who knows how to treat a girl right. I'm happy to have you stay the night. Can't remember the last time that I had someone over like this. There's no need to be shy now. You just got done fucking me. You can put your hands wherever you please. Your arms around me. You're so sweet, aren't you? I understand why you saw me think so highly of you. Yes, good girl. So good to me. Yeah. I really do appreciate it. I can't tell you how much it means to me to be treated like this. Be touched like this. Have your arms around me. And your soft lips against mine. So, how long are you going to stay in town? You know, my breeding season lasts quite a while. I'm going to need somebody to stick around and help take care of me while I'm in heat. You don't mind, right? No. And maybe we should get a bit of rest in the morning. We'll have a nice breakfast together. And then you and I, we can go for another round or two.